Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life. I'm Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited to be with you tonight and talk to you about one of those topics that I really enjoy talking about, how to heal yourself, how to, you know, overcome toxicity in your life and pain and suffering. And before I go into that, I want to tell you that my heart goes for all those people dying in that earthquake, because that hit so close to home. I was hysterically crying looking at those images. In 1977, I was in an earthquake in Bucharest, Romania, and around 7,000-8,000 people died. And I could have been one of them, for sure, because everybody around me died. And I don't know until now how I survived, and I attribute this to my intuitive mind, because was at the beginning of March, was really cold outside, 1977. And I need to tell you this because I need to talk about it. It's just so painful. The pain is like in me again after so many years. An evening, and I don't remember which day of the week it was, but I was planning to go to sleep, and thank God I didn't. And I had a very severe anxiety. I was visiting Bucharest because I was in college in the northern part of Romania, in a college called Babes Bolyai. So I don't know what, I was the third year in college, and I was visiting Bucharest because meanwhile I was a famous singer in that part of the world. I was in my 20s, and of course by that time we had no cellulars, no way to communicate. My family was in Cluj, the northern part of Romania, an area that actually people heard about as Transylvania, the part of Wallachia, if you go back 500 years ago, by the time of Dracula, anyhow, that's all people heard about, the Vlad the Impaler. So I'm making all kinds of parentheses, but bottom line is that earthquake in 1977, beginning of March, you know, was the most painful experience of my life. So I was ready to go to sleep, and I said to myself, I have this anxiety, I couldn't breathe, and I felt like to run away out of the building, and which I did. I was on a third or fourth floor, and I usually was taking the elevator, and I see people, the elevator stopped, people in the elevator, and for a second my vision was, something is wrong, I'm not going to go in that elevator, I took the stairs, I got out of the building, and a minute later, everything fell apart. The earthquake started, and all the buildings around collapsed, and so many thousands of people died, thousands and thousands. I mean, if you check on what happened in 1977, the earthquake that destroyed half of the city, I was in my pajamas, no barefoot. I walked like this for hours to a train station, and I took the train station. I went back home for 9 hours in a train. I couldn't even breathe. I was covered in dust, and I just don't even know what happened to me anymore. I was wondering if I'm dead or alive. My parents were absolutely convinced that I died. As I said, there was no communication. And finally, you know, when I got home, you can imagine the joy. It took me a long time to recover. I don't think I ever did from that experience. the trauma is still in me for all these years. So my heart goes for all the people who are experiencing this tragedy. It is something that I have no words to describe how painful, horrible it is, and how it's inimaginable to bring your attention to the details of how horrific this experience was for me. So just let's pray for all the people there, you know, who are losing their lives, and all the people you buried alive. And it's so sad, it's so bad, it's so painful. As I said, I couldn't stop crying, and I can't watch TV because this is bringing back my memories that exist within me alive. So yeah, this is what life is all about. It gives you these experiences. And I will never forget and continue to believe that what saved me is my intuitive mind making me get out of the building before the building fall and before all those people in those buildings died. So, and I don't know why I did to deserve to get out, but I did, and here I am all these years later talking to you about this event and praying that no one will ever go through something like this. But coming back to my theme tonight, and I'm sorry that I had to talk about this, but I couldn't help it. I'm going to go to the idea of the show that actually, you know, goes back to the pain and suffering that we have when we go through a bad relationship. Because I'm absolutely convinced that we all at some point in life go to an unhealthy relationship in a way or another. And when we do that, we feel hurt, we feel broken, we feel that we question reality, we wonder why our partner has betrayed us, why we feel abandoned, why we've been abused, and why we allow ourselves to be used for personal gains. So as I said, life, you know, is never the same after a painful experience. Our perception of life changes. Our perception of love becomes altered forever. But although we learn necessary lesson, we must also heal on every level before we can return to normality. Whether we're still holding on to a person who has been hurting us, or either we want to mend our heart and mind after painful ordeal, an episode like this in our life will alter the direction that we take. And especially when it comes to being hurt in love, will alter the new direction of your love life. But all too often, we move on from negative experiences, and that's what I've tried to do all my life. But we don't put effort enough, you know, into healing them. And sometimes it's very hard to heal. I was giving you my experience with the earthquake. I've tried to heal for so many, many years. But we push the bad memories into the back of our mind, and we try to forge ahead. But this is a flawed approach, because when we don't heal from our traumas, we spend the rest of our lives either manifesting trauma or rejecting them. So we think many times, we said, oh, well, this is over. I thought about myself, well, this is all over. Well, it's not over, because, you know, anytime I go in an elevator, I'm scared. Anytime I'm on a plane, I'm afraid, because all those claustrophobia in my case. But anytime you go in a relationship where you've been cheated or betrayed, you know, you will have those feelings. The feelings come back after a year or two, 20 years ago, they alive within you. So what I'm trying to say is that whatever you're going through will still exist. It's an imprint in your heart, in your mind, and will continue to manifest in the present and, unfortunately, in your future. But you know what's happening with us? We are incredibly resilient, and we need to heal at every step of life. So healing isn't something we do once and never again. So healing is something like an everyday endeavor. We go through life healing old wounds, but we're not realizing at the same time that new wounds can be inflicted. So we need to always restore harmony within ourselves, especially after an unhealthy situation, a relationship that has been toxic, or after a difficult separation. And many of you, thousands and thousands of you, are contacting me talking about how hard it was to go through the divorce or how painful it is to be betrayed, because our emotion need to be restored. So the truth is that we all have some healing to do, as I said. Even if we had a relatively happy life, and let's say you are lucky not to go to what I've been going through, but we all have some memories to revisit, some realities we have to make peace with. A healed heart makes a night and day difference. If you heal in your heart, you're experiencing a world in a different way, because you experience the world as a whole. When you're broken, we attract broken people, you know, and broken situation. And if you are hurt, sick, and stuck, you're not the most complete version of you. So you are listening to me right now, think, are you whole or are you broken? Or are you, in pain or suffering or experiencing hard emotion? Because that's not the best version in you. That's not, you know, you're not the one you want to be. But if you are whole, if you're at peace with everything, life flows, you know, smoothly. Everything comes into your life with ease, joy, and glory. You know, you act from the seat of compassion and understanding. So you make wise decisions that lead to better outcomes for you and others. So you vibrate at a higher frequency, achieving your goals with grace. You know, you treat people and the world with greater respect, and all the positive action are returned to you. So only when you are well on the inside, you welcome the blessing into your life. So remember this: when you're well on the inside, you welcome the blessing. Because healing and having great relationship with yourself and everything that happens into your life goes hand in hand. Every single one of your subconscious fears, psychological complexity, character flaws, all of this require, you know, work. You must commit to understand that healing these complexities and flaws and fears are essential for your well-being. Because the wisdom of healthy life and healthy relationship is that you do the work on the inside to find the person on the outside world. Actually, that person magnifies your strength and mitigate your weaknesses. This is a rule of life that never fails. A balanced relationship is supposed to stimulate your highest feeling, your highest emotion of acceptance, empathy, love. That's why you see people who are bitter all the time. Those people are broken. But one world that is for sure clear that you should always pay attention is toxic, toxicity. Toxic refers to something that is harmful, that is poisonous. And when it comes to love, a toxic relationship is one that causes more harm than good and induces frequent feelings of anger, anxiety, and leads to what? Depression. So toxic relationship seem to be pretty common nowadays. So does this mean they are becoming the new norm? So it looks like the reason so many people allow them, you know, allow harmful relationship to their lives. We see celebrities living in toxic relationship. Kim Kardashian is become immune to everything. This means that, to settle into relationship, we start to have trouble nowadays distinguishing what is right from what is wrong. We accept that what's happening to us is supposed to happen. Well, this cannot be more wrong. This is because we mistakenly, we mistake the healthy bonds with the toxic ones. Now, we have to remember, love is not the only emotion that keeps up tied to a person. You know, you're tied to somebody, but you can be tied to somebody because you hate that person, believe it or not. And or that person is tied into you through trauma, to the fear of being alone, to the need of being controlled. So any strong feelings can keep you stuck in an abnormal situation. So this is the reason that you must honestly evaluate the things that are happening between you and the person in your life and face the reality of your relationship, whether that reality is overall positive or negative. Now, I can talk like this for hours. You know me, I love to talk. But I also have a lot of people online who wants to talk. You want to talk to me, guys. So I will go to your calls in a minute. I want to see who's actually calling me tonight. So who's calling me tonight is Sharon from California. Is calling me Catherine from Florida. Patty, my lovely Patty from New York. And who else is here? My beautiful Lelani. So you guys hold on the line. I'll be with you. Think of whatever question you might have for me tonight. I'd love to answer. And I want you to think a little bit about where you are in your life right now. So although sometimes, you know, we trust our gut, no matter how far it seems, you know, for us to go by our instinct, you know, people, you know, they lie us. We are lied many times. We lied. We see in politics so many lies. People in our lives, they lie. But you know what doesn't lie? Like in my case, intuition doesn't lie. So consider, you know, consider your commitment to a person who's complicated, because relationship would only become more complicated in time. So everyone carries a bit of baggage, including you. Now, you're not free of karma or free of baggage, so that's kind of normal. But what's not normal is that somebody comes into your life that brings a load of their karma, bad karma, into your present life. That's not normal. But that happens a lot. Like, for instance, your partner now comes into your life with Chris from a previous marriage, with bad relationship, horrible divorces. He might have trust issues. You might have trust issues. So things got extremely convoluted, extremely complicated. So this relationship actually starts with a burden. And it requires more effort by each day that is passing by for you to release it and to make it simpler, make it straightforward, and make it work. But anyhow, I have so much to talk about. How to handle your life and how to handle emotional stability, because that's one of the golden ticket to a healthy relationship. But I'm going to go right now to my first caller. I think she's waiting for quite a while. Hi, my lovely Shannon. How are you, my dear?
Hi, Carmen. It's Michelle.
Michelle. Okay, I'm sorry. I don't know why I had someone else here or a different name. So I really
I had a friend call on this number once, and her name was Shannon. So that's okay.
Oh, okay, I got it. How are you, my lovely Michelle?
Well, thank God you're here. I know we're all really blessed, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. I'm just really stressed out. I had my accident with my back, and they can't seem to find out what's wrong with me, and then the job situation, and then a few weeks ago you told me you wanted
to tell me
something.
Why they don't seem to be able to find out what's wrong with you?
Well, I don't know. I have this terrible pain radiating down my leg from my back or my hip.
Okay, so that's very easy to be detected, and very easy to see the magnitude of if there's one of your nerves or what it is. If they do a scanning, that there are ways to determine the root of the problem and also ways of healing it. Nobody did this?
Yeah, no, I've had scans. I just haven't had a scan of my hip. They're saying that there's nothing showing why I'm having this pain radiating down my leg. They said I have 2 to 3 inch disc bulges, but that's no reason. Those are normal.
Well, the disc bulge will do it. That will do it, because we'll press on the nerve, and then the pain radiates. It's just simple. We'll radiate along the hip.
But I'm not getting any. But I haven't been able to get any.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to take something that is called bromelain and turmeric with curcumin. But there is a product called Heal and Soothe. And Heal and Soothe has 6,000 units of bromelain. And bromelain is the best anti-inflammatory. When this happens, there's an inflammation. My knowledge of pain in medicine is that if there's pain, there's an inflammatory process. it might not be as bad. They might not see stenosis. They might not see something as major, which is great. Is there inflammation there? 100%. Can we resolve that? Yes, try to take something called Heal and Soothe. You can find it. It's extraordinary. It just takes away. It's better than prednisone. It's better than the corticosteroid because those are inflammatory drugs and those are the strongest that exist in medicine at this point. But the effect is the same. But it's natural and it doesn't cause severe side effects like blood pressure or a spike in the sugar level. So I want you to consider that for your pain. So that's the story with the pain, which is an inflammation and is the nerve causing this. But if we reduce the inflammation, the pain goes away.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the process of looking into that.
The second question.
Well, the job situation, because I can't go back there after falling and going through all this.
Right,
and
I know you told me. You should not go back. You should not go back. Is there a way for you to get some justice or get things resolved there in terms of they giving you some money or something?
Well, I'm out on disability, but I'm looking for another job, and I've been looking. Nothing's come through yet for me.
I intuitively feel the month of March, which is not that far away. And actually, I see you going back to work. Now, will you lose the disability if you go back to work?
Oh, yeah, because okay. Then you go back to the same job, same place?
No, I don't think it's the same job.
Oh, thank God, because you told me before you didn't think I would.
Sorry?
You told me before that you didn't think it would be the same place, but nothing's come, and I've been really positive about it, and I've been really trying to put it in my mind that I'm not going back, and it's kind of getting...
You are going to find there's a different job. There's definitely a different job. And there's a woman with an L name, Laura, Lisa, an L woman is employing you. And she'll have great admiration for you, and she'll be very caring and very lovely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, this whole thing has just been, I mean, I lost the key to the lock. I lost the necklace in the house, and I can't find it. This whole thing has really stressed me out big time. I don't even know. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
So you lost them in the house? They must be there. It must be there. I don't think they really lost.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I bought something under a bed, under something.
Under a bed?
Did you check everywhere? Yeah.
I checked all the drawers and everything because sometimes things fall behind my drawers. I got new furniture and you have to take the drawers out.
I think you're going to find something right away. Let me know. Give me a call if you find it in the next 48 hours.
Okay. A few weeks ago when I called you, you told me to call you back. You wanted to tell me something. So I tried to call you back last week, but you weren't on the air.
No, I had a problem with my voice. I couldn't speak.
Oh, you're beautiful. You beautiful voice.
I woke up without a voice. Oh, I was like that. Yeah, so, no, I think you find something right away. There's a job coming in March. Let's keep in touch. Let's talk next week. I see you working on March, and this is the woman who is with an L initiation. She's helping you get the job. Are you applying somewhere? Are you making a little bit of an effort to put your resume out there? What are you doing?
I've been going on LinkedIn and all over, and I've been applying for things because even though I'm out on disability, I'm hoping that I can go back to work soon because this whole thing
is just been... You are going back to school, to work soon, but you are also keeping some of the disability. I don't know, I still see that you need to be rewarded for whatever has happened to you here.
God, it's all, this
financial,
is all...
Financially being, you know, helped.
Okay, I'm starting to get depressed, so that's kind of how I'm feeling.
Oh, no, we're not getting depressed. No. We're not getting depressed because, on the contrary, we're making this happen.
I'm trying to stay strong, but it's hard.
Yes, stay strong. Who's giving you $6,000 or $16,000? Where is this money coming from?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, and there's a woman of color who's helping you, very lovely, short hair.
Really?
Yeah, you get help. You get help, honey. You're gonna get, everything is gonna go better than you think.
I hope so. I have a really good friend that supports me, and she's amazing. And so I feel very blessed to have her in my life. Otherwise, I don't know if I,
Good.
but as far as I've made it, but it's just, like I said, it's so hard. You know, it's just, you just, I just, with all the things happening, I try to realize how lucky I am. But when it affects you, you don't feel that way. You know what I
I
mean?
know, I know, I know the feeling. But let's put that feeling on the side.
Okay.
And I want you to close your eyes now and see yourself working and see the woman I'm telling you. So, you know, reality reflects what the mind projects. We need to project this with all conviction. We need to see it. We need to make it happen. We need to manifest this.
I'm
I
trying to. I
want
mean,
you
I.
to get a wonderful job. I want you to get money for what everything you've been going through because it's gonna help you. I want you to regain your confidence in yourself, your self-esteem, and feel rewarded and feel that after a moment of suffering, there's a moment of being rewarded. And I think this is happening for your own good because you needed to change the job anyhow. And I think this new job is for your own good.
That's true. That's definitely true. And
And I
you know,
love
just
you and I
yeah.
want you to keep on calling me next week. I'll wait for your call.
Oh, thanks, Carmen. I really appreciate it.
Okay, my love. I love you.
Oh, thank you. That helps a lot. Thank you.
I love you. Okay, my beautiful. I love
Okay.
you. Okay, sweetheart. So I'm gonna
Bye.
go now to Catherine from Florida. Hi, Catherine. How are you, my love?
Hi, Carmen. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How's my
Okay.
Catherine?
Yeah, pretty good. I have to say, I'm so grateful you made it out of that building. You have helped so many people, you know, you're here for a reason, so thank goodness for that. Well,
Right.
yeah. I have had quite a few losses in the last several years, and I'm going through things to eventually move. But I'm having a hard time letting go of things, you know, that belong
Right.
to members who are no longer here. And I don't know if there's something there from a past life. Like I don't know whatever advice you have for just helping to let go of things because I can't keep everything, you know.
Yeah, you know, the problem is that our subconscious mind stores memory. Getting rid of them is very hard. Like you had an experience, like I was talking about something in 1977, that's so many years ago. But my
Right.
subconscious mind kept that memory. So I was not able to delete it. I tried many times, you know, in therapy and, you know, working with myself, very hard to release that memory. So it's like a memory that is haunting you. In your case, what it is haunting you, what it is that is stuck there and it just kicks in. Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure, but like I have to go through my husband's possessions, my son's possessions. I mean, they're a close relationship, and you know, it's hard to get rid of some of those things, you know.
What it is, what's affecting you right now the most? What it is hurting you the most right now?
I don't know. I just can't seem to let go of these things, you know. I mean, just, you know, whether it's clothes or books or whatever.
Also, you're holding on to physical stuff, no?
Right, yes, physical things, yeah.
Because you know what? If you declutter your home, that's releasing a lot of the negativity. Because, you know, bad emotions are stuck into sometimes in the walls of your house. You know, there's an imprint in everything. That's why I used to say, pay attention which house you buy, which bed you live in, you're sleeping in, which clothes you are wearing, because they carry energy. If, for instance, you take in your hand the ring that belonged to your grandmother, and she's passed away, you will feel her energy because it's
Right.
in that ring. So the
Right.
vibration gets attached to, especially to wood, to things around you. So what I recommend, because you're holding on to clothes of your past, you're holding on to the past, by holding right. on to those stuff. So if you like decide one day, I'm not going to think, I'm going to pack everything and give them to the Salvation Army or give them to a beggar, just get everything out of my home. You'll have an amazing feeling of freeing yourself from the burden, from the memories, from the things that have nothing to do that you don't want to hold on to. Make an effort. Make an effort. Don't have no regrets. Say, I'm not needing this. I want to start fresh. I want to declutter my memory. I want to delete all those stuff, you know, that exists within me, because every piece that you're holding on has a memory in it. It's something that is attached to you, to your consciousness, to your subconscious mind.
Right. So yeah, I know that. It takes an effort to let go of it for me.
Yes. Make that effort. Make it tomorrow. Make it whenever you have a minute. Force yourself. It's exactly like you need to get out of your system, in your body, as something that is hard physically. So when we go to a detox, you know, you take all that detox, you don't do a colonoscopy, they force you to eliminate everything, get everything out of your system. Think of that way, think metaphorically. I need to detox myself for all the toxicity that I was holding on to, because I want to be healthy. I want to start fresh. I want a new beginning. I want a new imprint. I want to create new memories. I want to delete. I'm in a phase that I want to delete everything that is harming me because it's blocking me. We can anytime be stuck in a home, in an environment, by wearing the same things. I sometimes see people wear the same stuff they used to wear 10 years ago. It means they're living in that past. They're not moving forward. That's why it's good to buy all this new stuff and get rid of the old.
Right.
So get rid of the toxicity. Write somewhere on a notebook every single day. Today I get rid of toxicity, meaning my toxicity, my negative thoughts, the people around me that are harming me, no matter who they are. I don't care who they are. If they inflict pain and suffering and bring bad memories to me, I don't need them. I need to take a step back from them.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, you need to cut the cord even with your own family. It's possible if they're not good, if they're toxic, exactly what I was talking today, toxicity that comes from relationship with people that are toxic. And no matter how much we love them, they can be toxic. And that's so unhealthy, and that causes diseases come from toxicity. From this type of toxicity. So I want you to make a list of everything that you don't need. The people you don't need, the clothes that you don't need, the stuff that you don't need, the diseases that you don't need, the suffering that you don't need, the emotion that you don't need. So make a huge list of this is what doesn't make sense for me to hold on. And make an effort in your mind to eliminate all of that in whichever way you can. You will feel like a new person. Your skin will look differently. Your hair will grow better. You know what I mean? Your face will look vibrant.
Okay. And do you see anything new coming up for me?
A lot of new. The new comes when the old is gone.
Okay.
I see that from now on, especially the month of May. I see you like a different person. Because you will call me and let me know all of this. Because you will be able, as I said, to do something so drastic but so essential for your well-being. For your well-being. Okay. And take some bath with salt. Put a teaspoon of salt, you know. 9 nights on the road. Every night, you know, do a bath with salt and vanilla that you put in the vanilla extract. And that purifies your field of energy. And sit and meditate and say, tomorrow I'm getting rid of that. I'm packing all of that. And it's liberating. It's liberating.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And take the salt in the house, all the salt, the salt is the mineral that absorbs frequencies, energy, emotions. It's interesting that the blood is salty. The water is full of salt. We put salt in the food because otherwise our heart is not going to beat. If there's no salt, there's no sodium. So we need that to be alive. And the salt in the house the salt and the onions, I don't know if you knew this, they usually absorb energies and feelings and emotions.
I didn't know that.
Yes. For instance, you take an onion and you put it on a table, and if there's a fight in your home and a conflict and arguments, the onion gets black, you know? It absorbs that. Your salt gets darker in the house. Don't keep salt in the house for too long. Friday night at midnight, throw all the salt in the house and throw it in the back of your house on the earth and say, I'm releasing it. I'm releasing the vibration energy that has been stuck within my field of energy.
Okay.
Do that and you're going to feel like a different person. You're going to see things moving around.
Awesome. Thank you, okay. Carmen. Thank you.
I love you, my love. I love
all
you. Thank
right.
you for
Thank
calling
you.
Me.
Love
Call
you
anytime.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
I'm going to go to Patty. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Carmen. How are you?
Hi, my lovely.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my beautiful.
Okay. Remember in 2021 when I was about to lose my job, you said no.
Yes.
I'm still gonna. Okay. So and that worked out. You predicted yes, you were correct. And I asked you when this vaccine is gonna get here in New York City will be removed. It said I see about another year. Guess what? You were correct. The New York vaccine mandate for city workers have been now stopped as of this Friday. They
Yay!
Removed it. Yes.
We need to celebrate this.
Okay. So I no longer like have to worry if I have to get tested. But back at the end of November, my boss told me that HR already was informed by the city that I don't have to be tested every week at that time. And the city could always turn around and say that I have to be tested.
I don't see it being tested at all.
So I was just talking to my boss during our weekly check-in because we do Zoom meetings. She says, don't worry about it. And then the next day, and then that evening, that afternoon, because I had to get tested because I have a stuffed up nose sometimes and I want to get tested anyway because I have an elderly mother at home. So
okay.
I come home and there was news, breaking news. Mayor Adams of New York City, the New York City Mayor Adams, has rescinded the vaccine mandate. So that means for the city workers, all right?
Right.
And that's wonderful. So we don't have to worry about, I don't need
yeah.
to worry about my job.
Well, that's,
so
that's even what I feel. No more concerns of this at all. Yeah.
Yes. And mm-hmm. and the reason I'm calling, I just wanted to tell you that because you were correct. You did predict that New York City will get rid of this mandate, but you said about another year in 2021, you told me. You were correct.
I was correct. Good. I'm so excited. I love to be correct when the prediction serves for somebody's good. It's for was for your own good. You know, I'm
right.
so excited.
And also,
everything else with you?
Yeah, not that great. My mother discovered
Why?
A lump on her left breast, and she already got the sonogram done, and they don't know. She just has to do a biopsy, and she just, because she's 90 years old, she has congestive heart failure, regular heartbeat. She immigrated from Italy.
She's not gonna die, and there's nothing.
So
she will be fine. It's a
is it benign?
Every lump is cancer. Yeah, it's not. Right. It's not cancerous. Yeah.
All right. She
it's
just.
Not
I couldn't believe.
Her alone. Leave her alone.
Yeah,
the doctor said to me
that my mother said anyway, because she's 90, she doesn't want no chemo, no radiation, no surgery, right? Because
None of this is going to happen.
Okay. Her doctor also said the same thing. The doctor says she cannot get no chemo, no radiation because she will not survive it.
No.
Right now, she just has to get
She will not need them. You know,
she has to get a biopsy.
Okay, there's two things that your mother
right.
should do. There are two
yes.
products that eat the cancer cell, and I want you to consider those. You know what I mean? One
yes.
is called Graviola. I will send me a text. I will tell you what you buy for your mother, and she takes every single day one pill a one and one pill of each, and I promise you, if there's ever cancer, will be eaten by this product. They eat the cancerous cells. So I
wish the world. What's the name of it again?
Graviola, and there is another one that is suppressing the cancerous cell. Mm-hmm. And I can send you, you know what, do me a favor, send me a text and I'll send you what to take, okay? I'll promise you I'll do it.
And I just want to let you know, she has congestive heart failure and regular heartbeat. And she had a regular heartbeat. She has it now since 99. And because she had pancreatic cancer in 99. And she did not even get no chemo and radiation because the cancer was just in the tumor that at the Sloan Kettering, the famous cancer, they took out the tumor and that was it.
Okay.
But she had pancreatic cancer. She has congestive heart. She's fine now because it was 99 in 1990.
You know what? Your mother will live. You know, that's all I can tell. Your mother is not going to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Not now.
Not anytime soon. Your mother lives up to 93, so leave her alone.
Yeah, somebody else did predict it at 92. Somebody said to me a couple of years ago, right?
So your mother still has time. And she's here for quite a while. She's still here.
I know.
She will be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's depressed because she's more depressed. She's 90 and she can't do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. She gets tired.
I understand.
Yeah,
right.
No, we try to cheer her up. All right, but thank you. Well, because I think she needs to live to see me have somebody before she goes.
Then she will see that, and that's going to happen.
All right, I just want to let you know that the vaccine mandates have disappeared, just like you said.
Good.
I'll email you.
Send me an email and I'll respond. Okay,
Patty from Queens.
I know Patty. I love you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Carmen. God bless you.
Okay.
Bye bye.
You too, my angel. So I'm gonna go to who's my next? I think I have Pauline from New York. Hi, Pauline.
Wow! I got through. I called so late. I did not know you were coming on air today. I was watching to see. You posted that you were coming on, and then it didn't show up on the OM page. And I'm like, what the heck? I thought maybe something happened. Maybe you're still traveling and doing a book tour. I saw your
post. I had a problem with my voice.
I heard. Yeah. What is that? Somebody said that they're lucky you survived. Were you involved with 9/11?
I was involved with the earthquake in 1977. 1977, I was in Bucharest, Romania. There was a huge earthquake, like 8,000 people died, something like that. A lot of people.
Oh, you were meant to be there, right? You were meant to be there to help whatever to lessen
it. I was there, and I got out of the building 1 minute before the building collapsed, you know?
Wow, I never knew that about that.
In my pajamas with no shoes, you know, barefoot, and I walked like this, and I saw people dying in front of me. It was like the most terrible.
Were you a teenager back then? Or were you older and had
20s,
children?
In my 20s. No, 20.
You didn't have children 20s. Yet? Wow.
No, I was in my 20s. I was really young. I was in college, yeah.
I love seeing some of your posts of your pictures of yourself when you were younger. It's so cool. Anyways, yeah, so I missed it. I was like, I said, I know what toxic relationships, but at the same time, you know what? I have looked back at every relationship. To me, none of it was toxic. It was meant to be. I survived, and I'm still loving. I still can love. So have passed the test.
You are lucky. You are lucky because a lot of people, if you do statistics, the majority of people, in a way or another, they go to some toxic relationship, and they alter the way they look at love and relationship overall. So they might, if you go to a toxic relationship, you know the pain and the suffering is forever. You can never overcome.
They gotta forgive. They have to forgive. I mean, that's the hardest part was forgiving myself of picking people.
It is.
But you know what? Yeah. It's actually a good thing, because I said that didn't change me totally. It did change me for a while until I finally figured it out. I said, I learned this and I learned that, and I'm stronger for it. And I said, now I will not have a toxic relationship. I'd be able to recognize it in two seconds. Unless you're a good actor.
You got it, Pauline. That's why I love you, because you're so smart. So, yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Did you finish talking about it? Because I didn't hear. I came in like half an hour late, so I might have missed all. I got to listen
really
to it.
Really talking about this, yes.
Oh, yeah. Good. Now I could go back and listen, but I thought that was funny. I said, I don't really have anything to say, except for, like, I've been through it, but so we could survive. We all us women have been through this, and it's not even just this lifetime. But like you say, it doesn't matter if it was past life.
But you know, life is the same issue.
Whatever it was in the past, it's the same here. Again, you're going to repeat it until you get it right. So, you know, forgive.
But the way you respond to things, because everybody responds differently. It's not what happens, it's your response to what happens is essential. So,
and this is also important for the whole world, because we haven't forgiven other countries for all the slights they ever did to us. They might not think that they have to forgive them, but we have many, many things from our past. Our ancestors hated this country or whatnot, and it's still in us.
Wow.
It's still part of it.
Well, we
so
can't
we'll forgive
that,
everybody. Yeah, I actually started to see my prejudices. I said, where did I get that from? I didn't have that in this lifetime. Why should I be this hateful towards a certain group? But it's very interesting.
Exactly.
So thank you. And I want to ask you something. It's really funny. The person that I keep letting them go, but then they keep coming back. And then when I'm like ready to walk away, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, I'm happy being alone. I said, well, I'm glad you're happy, because I'm glad you're loving yourself. That's a good sign. But it took a long time for that person to love themselves. So maybe now they just need more time to love themselves more. Until they're ready to love other people. It's sort of until they love themselves. I don't want him back. I don't want him until he's totally forgiven every person. He's not a victim. We were never victims. And that's what he needs to look at. If he doesn't, I don't need him back in my life. I don't want to repeat the process again with anyone.
Exactly.
They need to forgive. And I'm not saying I think I have, because my husband now 7 years passed away, and I feel really good about it. I don't think I have anything left. You know, like, I saw my part in what I did, and then, you know, I asked for forgiveness. He was already passed away, but, you know, so I felt like I made peace, and it's like, oh, this is, you know, I feel like I'm ready. It's just I'm hoping the other person, and if they're not ready, I guess I have to pass them by until somebody else comes along that may be even better, that's more ready. Mm-hmm. And I now know what love is supposed to look like, or at least I can't imagine it being what I've ever experienced in this lifetime. I can't wait to see what it turns into, because it's going to be beautiful.
No,
you as well, right? I'm sure you're going to end. No, you're not going to be. Not that you need to be by yourself. You could be by yourself, because you're really fun on your own. I also enjoy my own company, but I think, you know, I would love to have somebody to chat with every once in a while. I don't have to have.
We need to have somebody. Everybody needs, you know, a good person in their lives, except that it's not that easy to find the right person. So
it's true.
That's why I'm doing this work. So
meanwhile, we have girlfriends,
so
right? We have girlfriends and guy friends.
True. That's true.
All right. Well, I didn't know. I didn't really want to ask you. Well, I already know what the answer is. I don't really need to know. I just want to just experience life and just let it come as it goes. Be in the moment and just see what happens.
Exactly. Right.
Thank you, honey.
I love you.
Oh, so what about this thing that you're doing in April? I saw the post about your April.
Yeah, I'm doing. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody who is listening, if you want to come and join me on an amazing conference, you know, you go to my site, you sign in, and you will be part of this great event that we're going to do for 3 hours, and we're going to interact to each other. We're going to see each other on Zoom, and we're going to have amazing time. We have a great topic, you know, and we interact. It's about, the topic is manifesting your destiny. And what you need to do to actually, you know, achieve your goal in life and break through everything that is a blockage, and see who you are, who you meant to be, and what's your mission. So I think it's going to be a great event. So I want.
And it's on a Sunday, I noticed. And then I say, well, what if somebody can't show up on a Sunday? They can replay, get a copy of it and replay it?
Sundays, yeah, everybody gets a copy. Everybody gets the recording. Everybody gets an opportunity. If they come, they get an opportunity.
And they don't have to stay for the entire 3 hours, right? If they only could come for the first.
No, right. You don't have to. You talk to me, you get your answers, you come with your questions about yourself. It's like a mini session. Everybody gets a session with me.
That'll be
during
cool.
During that 3 hours. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we see each other and we interact. It's just fun. I invite you to participate if you want. I'll be very happy, very excited.
Yes, that's what I wanted to hear about, what it was about, because I could barely, I only clicked on it quickly, and then I said, I can't see what all the details are. I have to, blow it up or
I'll
go
give,
to your...
I'll give all the details. Yeah, I'll give all the details, and I'll talk much more about it next week. I'm going to start...
When is your other show start, Carmen? When's the other show? Because I've been waiting for...
Was supposed to start, but because of my voice, it's going to start in another week. So I delayed because I couldn't speak, you know?
Right. That's why.
Speak a lot.
You need to rest. We want you to rest up.
My voice said, okay, give me a break.
Okay, honey.
I love you.
I'll let you go. So there's another person probably right behind me. Thanks.
I'm going to go to Cornelia in Canada. Hi, Cornelia. How are you, my love?
Hello.
Cornelia. How are you, my
Hi,
man?
Hello. I'm hearing you right now, Carmen. How are you? Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm okay. Thank you so much. I was wondering, Carmen, I'm going to be quick because you are coming to the end of the show. And I was curious. I'm starting to stress a little bit because of my work, because of my job. And I was thinking about how you see, what do you see? It's coming because you are telling me in November that something in February, not earlier than February. Now we are in the beginning of the February, and I was wondering when or what's going to come or... I don't know. I don't know what you see, Carmen.
But here where you are, how do you feel?
No. You remember I told you I quit in November?
Oh, you quit in
November. I walked out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Actually, Carmen, I would like to ask you, how do you feel? How do you feel? That right now what I'm going to ask you is kind of stupid, but I'm going to ask you, how do you feel about my ex-owners? If I would give them a call, how that would be?
They will take you. If you give them a call, they will want you back.
Do you think so?
There's another opportunity. Yeah, there's another opportunity that comes from a woman who has a name very common, Marianne, something like that. There's a woman, she's in her 40s, she's brunette, she's short hair. So this woman seems to open a door for you. There is another opportunity you never had before. But I think it's pretty good, the new one. But if you give a call to the old boss, he will invite you right away back into the job. So you might have choices.
That's what you feel about?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know why I'm asking, Carmen, because... I walked out, I had some, it was a thing. It was a lady who just didn't leave me alone for months and months and months.
Okay.
And in one moment, I just went in. You know, at this age, we have those hot flashes and what else and what not.
I know.
And I felt a little bit stressed that day. I didn't sleep well. And when I ran in and she started again and they started to press me with certain things, I said, okay, that's enough for me. I'm not going to deal with it. You know me now by now that I'm kind of sensitive and I just walk out. I don't like to have polemicas. I don't like to fight with nobody. And I just walked out. I went to my owner. It's a young guy, a 23 years old guy. And I said, Adam, I cannot handle this anymore. Please let me go. And he said, okay, Cornelia, if you want to go, what can I do? Now, what I would like to know, what do you feel? How do you think this guy feels about me right now?
He will take you back, yeah. So if you want to go back to this, you certainly had a choice. You have the choice.
And there were two Romanian ladies again who were very interesting. I don't want to say bad or good or whatever about them, mm-hmm. but they kind of behaved in a very interesting way with me. How do you see them, Carmen? Because one of the main reasons when I was kind of feeling pressed.
Harm. No, they're not hurting no? you, harming you, or no, mm-mm, absolutely not. No.
And you think if I would call, it would be okay?
It will be okay and beneficial, and you'll get positive answers and results from it. So do it.
And
do it.
And for me, it would be okay to going back.
Yeah, absolutely, perfectly fine. You're in a different state of mind. You took a break. You'll feel happy to go back.
Kind of, I feel shame to call them.
No,
I feel shame, Carmen. No, I'm thinking about every single day, but I feel shame to call them.
Don't feel any shame and any negative emotion. Don't let that happen. I have to let you go, Cornelia.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Have a blessed evening. Thank you so much.
You too. And for everybody listening, Sunday, April 23rd, between 10 to 3 p.m. Pacific, I'm doing a great seminar, a conference, which is called Manifest Your Destiny. Because your soul is here for a mission. Do you know what you're meant to do? Do you know if you're a, what are you? What are your skills? What are your abilities? And how can you make success in life? And how can you get recognition? We can talk about all of that. So just subscribe to this conference. It's April 23rd on Zoom. And you have a chance to talk to me, to see me. We'll interact. I will answer all your questions. I'm Carmen Hart.